episode 374, Supercharge You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you feeling today? I pray that you are having a marvelous week and a great jumpstart to where you are headed. I mean, have you thought about lately where you're going? Are you in your car driving going, oh gosh, what was I supposed to be doing? Or maybe you're sitting in your home going, I knew I was supposed to be doing something. What was I supposed to be doing? It's time to supercharge you. There are days that you just feel like your mind is not connected. And, you know, when as we get older, I think the mind just goes. And it's like, okay. And you find yourself walking and taking kind of retracing your steps going, gosh darn it, what was I supposed to be doing? Supercharge you. I want today to be a great day. I want you to know how amazing you are. I had a chat with my mom today earlier, and it was such a blessing because she said something that was so simplistic, but like, whoa, hit me. Like dead center, a good hit me, by the way, in my core, in my soul, in my heart. And she's like, honey, you are just incredible. And that's you. I want you to feel incredible today. I want you to feel supercharged today. Even though maybe you have to retrace your steps 4 or 5 times to remember what you were doing, where you were going, you know, what were you supposed to pick up at the store? That is like the ultimate, you know, fuss with me, particularly is when I get to the store and I didn't write it down. I'm like, oh man, I know I'm forgetting something. I know I'm going to forget something. I did forget something. And then I have to go back. Yes. Uh-huh. You can relate, can't you? But you need to focus not on what you can't remember, but you need to supercharge you on what you can remember. You need to be able to bring to the forefront the good and leave the bad. It's so easy to focus on all the negative CRAP that we allow to enter our minds. When your day is surrounded by negativity, I mean, you wait for the news, the 5, 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news to come on, and what? It's all this bad stuff that's happening. Now, once in a while, you get a sprinkle of good, but most of the time, it's reporting the negative. And then you go to work and you hear not what you did right, but what isn't working about your project. What, you know, the accounting statistics are not calculating and adding up to what they should be. There's something missing. You've got product that's not where it's supposed to be and it's missing. You're looking, it's just like one thing after another. Your children are not the perfect children that day. They're having their moments, their temper tantrums. And you're like, there is no way I'm going to survive this day. But today I want to supercharge you. I want you to take a break from all that negativity. I want you to know how incredible you are, that you are so amazing. It's just that you kind of forget about it. You put away these cute little sprinkles of awesomeness aside, and you don't focus on that. I want you to get those out today. I don't want you to wait around for someone else to tell you. It was wonderful to hear my mom say that. And because I have been working on some major things, and she's seen the growth in what I've been doing. And so, you know, to hear that encouragement is huge. I want to give you that encouragement today. I want to supercharge you. You may feel like you're not doing anything, but I'm telling you, what you do matters. You matter. If it wasn't for you, you probably wouldn't be eating a good dinner. You'd be eating box dinners instead, and they wouldn't be tasting all that great. If it wasn't for you, the house wouldn't be as nice as what it is. You have a knack for decorating. If it wasn't for you, the kids' laundry wouldn't be done and folded and put away in the drawers. The dishes wouldn't be done. Most importantly, if it wasn't for you, you wouldn't be able to take care of your hubby. And your hubby would be just be kind of going like, what do I do now? I'm not Mr. Mom, but I just feel lost. You matter. So I want you to put away the yucky stuff today. I really do. I want you to think about what you do well. Because you do a lot of things well. You just tend to forget about them. Because it's all the negative stuff that comes in front of our faces. It's all the stuff that is like, ugh, the meetings that didn't go well, Dagnabbit, the report cards that come home from the kids, and you're like, what? You only got E's? Where's the EPs? Maybe it's excellent proficiency or PEs. I don't know. You know, when they're younger, they get those report cards. They don't give them grades, but they give them letters that mean like satisfactory or excellent or proficient or above proficiency, whatever they are. And you look at it and you're like, what? Only satisfactory? What? I'm not just a satisfactory mother. I know I'm doing better than this. Do you see how that just plays on us the wrong way? So I want to supercharge you today. I want you to think about what you do well. I know you do a lot of things well. And it's not just getting up and brushing your teeth in the morning. It's not about just feeding your face, because when you're stressed, it's just so much easier to have that, you know, pint of ice cream and just enjoying every cookie that you can get your hand on, or pieces of chocolate for me. But you do other things well. You love unconditionally. You do the best you can in the circumstances that you're given. Your responses to the events that present themselves every single day gives you amazing outcomes that you don't see as amazing or as remarkable. You see them as, well, I'm just doing my day. Yeah, it is what it is. I'm busy. Whatever. No. So think about what you do well. I want you to choose to be happy in each moment. Choose to be happy. You don't have to wait to feel happy. Make a choice. I had a conversation with my husband, and he had a study done on him. It was a sleep study. And because, you know, he's a snorer. Anyway, shh, don't tell him I'm telling you this whole story. But anyway, so he didn't get a whole lot of sleep. I mean, those sleep studies, you just don't get a lot of sleep on. And so he comes home after really not sleeping at all throughout the night. They woke him up. Okay, it's a sleep study, right? They woke him up to tell him to go home. I'm like, why didn't they just let you sleep till you naturally would wake up? Isn't this supposed to be a sleep study? Well, anyway, that's a whole nother topic for the conversation later. So anyway, he said, he's like, yeah, I hardly got any sleep. He felt like, he's like, I was waking up every 30 minutes. I'm just kind of out of it. And so he went about his day, and I said, well, what did you do when you woke up? Because he didn't come home. Because I went and worked. And he goes, I decided at that moment to be happy. I wasn't going to let me not getting sleep determine how my day was going to be. And we had a great day. We did a lot of great things. He got a lot of work accomplished early. Yay. I got a lot of work done. The kids, I mean, we had an awesome time. But I think what happens is we think that we have to begin to feel something, an event has to occur in order to be supercharged, in order to feel happy. No, it doesn't. Choose to be. Choose to be happy today. In your moment. Choose to be on fire today in the moment. Choose to supercharge you, because you matter. Don't wait for someone else to do it, because then you know what? You may be so far gone for the day that nothing's going to get you out of the ditch. So it's time to dig yourself out of that ditch, out of that negativity, C-R-A-P, put it away. Hide it, burn it, I don't care. You don't need to worry about it. It's in the past. And say, yes, I'm here to supercharge me. I can do it. Are you ready? Come on. High virtual five, supercharge you. Woo! You can do anything. Nothing is impossible here. You are a sister of impact. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Supercharge you today. Don't put it off. Because when you do, man, you know what happens. I don't even need to tell you what happens. So let's not go there. Let's be happy. Let's choose to be happy. Put a smile on the face. Come on, turn those little frowned corners or the stern look that you have on your face right now. And if nothing else, look at your puppy dog or your kitty cat and smile. And then, yes, you look precious. And you're going to feel good. You need to have that supercharged vibe within you. It starts with you. When you start your day off well, when you continue your day off and you continue to supercharge you, then what happens? The responses from everybody else around you is electrifying. They're going to be like, you just seem to be more like on fire and just raring to go. Yeah, you are raring to go. You are amazing. You're incredible. You are a remarkable woman. Go out and supercharge you today in your thoughts, in your body, in your spirit, because you know what? You matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.